third lesson this morning is from the book of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Holy wisdom, holy word. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
So the Matthew text that's on page 5 again, that's the one I wanted to focus on. And this season of Epiphany is about light, and it's Jesus is a light to the world. And I really think this text kind of captures it, because you have these people who are from somewhere very far, who are following the stars, and it comes to Jesus' place. And so the question is, or the two questions that I think this text asks and the season asks, is what does Jesus bring to the world, and what do we bring to Jesus and the world? I think those are two good questions and important questions to ask. So what does Jesus bring to the world? Now, if you look at this text, you have these magi, they're following a star, and they go there, and what do they find? Now the text says they find joy upon joy. That's what they find. But what do we find? Do we find that, like the magi, joy? Is joy what Jesus brings? Hope? What else? Love? Forgiveness? Right. Peace and grace, joy, yep. So all these things, they're good things. They're good gifts, because Jesus is the gift of joy and peace and love and forgiveness and the other things that were said. That's what this season opens us up to, because Epiphany means reveal. Revelation. And what's revealed is all those good things, the good things of God come through Jesus. And when we see that and know that and really feel that gift, That's the best kind of gift. And I was thinking about gifts. What are the best kind of gifts that I've received? And the two things are they come unexpectedly and they're really for me. So every time I sit down with kids here, I'm just ready to receive whatever gift that's going to be. Because definitely when you sit down with the group of kids, at least in St. Mark here, it will be unexpected what is said. Because there's no, you know, you ask a question and you're going to get an answer that's a real answer and an honest answer and a cool answer. And it's the answer for me. And it's a lot of times the answer for us. But that's what the best gifts are. Like Jesus. They come in ways that you don't imagine. And they're for me. For you. A light in the darkness. We have a lot of darkness in the world. But Jesus is a light for that. That brings the love and the forgiveness and the joy and the peace and the mercy. Those big things. The other thing about this encounter with those wise folk and Jesus is there were no barriers. They saw the house and they went in. No barriers to this gift of Jesus. And because they were from far away, not the inside group, not the Jewish folks, these were folks who were not Jewish. Jesus is for everyone. This gift of joy and peace and mercy and forgiveness is for all. Everyone. None of us here are excluded. None of us in Lacey are excluded. None of us in Washington. All around the world. Nobody is excluded. The gift is available for all. So what about us? What do we bring to Jesus and to the world as we encounter this gift? What do we bring? In the text, the Magi, they did two things. They gave the gifts, the smelly things, and the gold. Again, it was a sign of a king. They were looking for a king. Someone. When you give homage, which how many of you have given homage in 2018? Did any of you give any homage to anyone in 2018? That's a word we don't typically use except when we hear it in our reading, you know, in scripture. But what it really means is to give someone honor or respect in public. So if when someone receives an award, you know, for doing a medal, a gold medal of honor, like, you know, from the Congress, for example, someone received that might be what we do. In modern times. But historically, it's meant giving homage to you're the one, meaning you're the king we've been looking for. That's what these guys were looking at for Jesus, this king. That's why Herod was so scared, because he was the king. And what's this now about a king? That's why Herod was fearful. He couldn't see the gift of Jesus. He saw it as a threat. He didn't see the joy and the peace and the mercy and the forgiveness. He saw it as a threat. So they gave him a gift and they paid homage, which is respect and honor. How might we do that? You know, I talked with the kids. What might we put in this box? What gifts should we put in here to give to Jesus and to give to the world? How might we show respect and honor to this king? To this king of joy and forgiveness and mercy and compassion? It's a big question. This is the Gospel of Matthew where this text comes from. And Jesus says some other things in case we don't have an answer yet. Here's some of the things he says, just as reminders. How might you be a gift? How might you be present or be a present? Well, turn to me because the kingdom is near. It's now, he says. He says, follow me. He says, your sins are forgiven. In Matthew, that's a big thing. And he says, forgive. A lot When asked about forgiveness, should we forgive 7 times? No, 77 times. It's a lot. He gave us this simple rule, love God with all your being and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the essence. That's what he said. That's what it's all about, if you want to know what it's all about. And he said, take heart. There's this scene where it's a storm. The disciples are in a boat. They're scared. And then Jesus comes walking to them. It makes them more scared because they think it's a ghost. And he says, Peter, come on out of the boat. Meet me. And he does. And he walks on water briefly and then realizes what's happening. And then he gets afraid. And Jesus said, don't fear. Don't fear. Have faith. Have faith in the gift so that you can be the gift. In the end of the gospel, he says, I am with you always. I am with you always. And he had said earlier, where two or three of you are gathered, I'm with you there too. So if you're wondering how to give to the world, how to be present to the world, what to give me, well, I'll help you with that. When you gather together to learn what it means to follow me, I'll be there. I'll help you figure it out. And that's the other thing he says in the end of the gospel. It's the Great Commission. Go. Make disciples. Baptize them. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And teach them about me. That I'm the gift to the world. So that you can remember that I'm the gift to the world. So for 2019, I have a couple of suggestions of what we can do as a response, how we might be a gift or present to the world. Another thing he talked about in Matthew is someone asked him, well, what do we pray about? And he said, well, pray the Lord's Prayer. That's right. I came up with that, the Lord's Prayer, Jesus. And we do. So every time we gather here, we pray the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven. So for 2019, my suggestion is try that. Every day, pray the Lord's Prayer. It takes you 90 seconds, maybe a minute, depending on how fast you go. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be. I mean, you could probably do it in 12 seconds, but that's not the goal. What I've found is the more you pray and think about those words, our Father who art in heaven, and start thinking about that gift of Jesus and what that means, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What does that mean for me? Your will be done now. Forgive as I've been forgiven. All of those things. Try that. Praying daily. And if you miss one day, that's okay. Because you're forgiven. That's part of the gift. So that's an easy one. Take and eat, he said. Take and eat. Whenever we gather, we have this meal of forgiveness. The bread and the wine. The body and the blood. It's a gift for us to remember. We are part of the forgiven family of God. It's a light that we can share with the world. We know that. We receive that. And when you receive that, you want to give it. You want to give it to the world. Then there's this scene. It's kind of a harder message, but also very clear. It's a scene where he talks about, in the end of the time, there's going to be sheep and goats. You're going to be separated however you've dealt with the hungry and the naked and the thirsty, and the prisoner, and the stranger. And as that scene is happening, people are asking, well, how do we know? He said, well, I was there. I was hungry, and naked, and a stranger, and a prisoner, and thirsty. And what you did then, that was me. So that gift of Jesus connects to not just us, but to those who aren't here, which are the hungry, and the thirsty, and the stranger, and the naked. So with the hungry and thirsty, we have our garden, which we certainly are awesome with. And we can always use some volunteers there. So maybe 2019 is the year of the garden for some of you. You can learn about it. What did you say, Gail?
Rah, rah,
great Gail says. A garden pioneer. Very, very eager to that. And that connects to the food bank, which we also support. And some of us are volunteers there. So that's where the food goes, is to the food bank. It's a wonderful thing we do. The naked. When I think of naked, I think of showering. And we have our Clean Kids program, of course, which my day is Wednesday in the afternoon from 2 to 5, and usually I have people coming. I would love someone else in 2019 to take my shift from 2 to 5, not so I don't have to do it, but so that I can switch to a nighttime shift, because that's a need we have as well. So I would love to go in the nighttime so someone else can do it during the day. Maybe that's something for you. And it may not be Wednesday. Maybe you have a different day. Maybe Clean Kids this year for you is something to help folks who are dirty be clean, to help families who are experiencing homelessness to have clean clothes, so that the kids can go to school and feel good about being in school and not feel not fully human. Well, we've talked about it as an extension of Clean Kids. Maybe we should have showers. This is something we've talked about before. And the council just talked about this in our last council meeting. Well, a week later, this is in December, I got a call from a friend, or actually a text. And he said, my sister knows what you're doing at the church, and she wants to do something with showers. Now, this is just out of the blue. Let me know. I had talked with him. And so I called her and I said, Sandy, what's going on? What are you thinking? Well, she said in Bellingham, there is a shower bus that someone has purchased. And that's what they do to deal with folks who are working through homelessness. It's a new mobile shower unit. And I said, oh, well, that sounds interesting. She said, yeah, I think that'd be something that maybe you might need down there with what you're doing at St. Mark. She lives in Everett. And it's like, oh, okay. And she said, yeah, so I've looked in and they cost about $21,000. So is that something you'd want? And it's like, you mean like to purchase? Yeah, yeah. And I said, well, that might be, but, you know, we've talked about in-house showers. And she's like, okay, well, whatever. It doesn't matter, but $20,000. So whatever you need, $20,000 showers. Go, you know, do it. That's a gift. That's a gift. So that if we have Jesus as a light to the world, and we follow Jesus as we do in St. Mark, and we see a need because someone is naked and dirty and needs to be clean, whether it's with clothes or whether it's with the shower, and then someone else who's not a member, officially an honorary member right now, I'm just declaring that. And hears of what we do as a light to the world and wants to contribute to that. I mean, that isn't that something? Isn't that something? It's amazing. It's amazing. So, besides Clean Kids, we may have to have some hosts for showers as well. So look for the 2019 hosting program. That's maybe coming to our church sooner rather than later. But what a gift. How can we be a gift or present to Jesus? And how do we do it to the world? My friend Sandy gave us an example. That's how you do it. You see a need and you meet it with the gifts that you have. What will you do in 2019? Jesus is our gift. Jesus is a light to the world. He empowers us, frees us, forgives us, provides joy and peace and mercy and forgiveness. How do we share that? That's what we think about in this season of Epiphany. Amen.